All right.
Is that how you stay awake when you're tired, or is that just like you're shocked at everything that's been going on in the playoffs?
It beats doing this move.
Just do that thing from like Clockwork Orange, you know, get one of those like I don't know what those
Oh, the thing that doctors use when you get freaking
Oh yeah, like lasers, like eye surgery, yeah.
LASIK. And it's
Those
like,
things are crazy.
let me get that metal prongs they stick in your freaking eyeballs so they could cut your eye open and that sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to never do that.
Well, that being said, I think the only way we can start tonight's episode is with the story that's basically everywhere, and that is Anaheim Ducks beating Edmonton in overtime with a suffice to say controversial goal. What's your take on all this?
It was a goal. No,
Fair.
I mean, when you look at it, there's been a lot of photos that have come out, and even one person going as far to measure the diameter of the puck and the size of the puck because it had the Stanley Cup logo, and where the skate blade was to the logo in relation to that, and how big the like. All signs, it was over the line. Yeah, you couldn't see the top, but when you break it down, it was over the line. It was a goal. Game over. Edmonton's down 3-1 because they don't play well. And
Well, is it like, let's go into this now, because I mean, the Oilers have had not a great season, but Connor McDavid still trying his best out there, or do you think this is not like is this just related to his team?
No, the thing is, they have, which has been their Achilles heel, they have shoddy goaltending.
Yeah,
They got,
obviously after this.
yeah, I mean, they got, they traded Skinner for Jari. They bring in Connor Ingram. And not for nothing, they're solid goalies, but are they elite level goalies?
Yeah.
Now, you can get away with having mediocre or less than stellar goaltending when you have stout defense, so it's going to help minimize shots, help block shots. But their decor is more offensive minded than defensive minded. I mean, you got Evan Bouchard, who is a guy who can potentially score 100 points. He's
Yeah.
very offensive forward. You know, they're lacking in that regard. So you're putting a lot, and they're playing running gun, like they're just trying to outscore you
Yeah,
in
well, I mean,
terms
kind of
of.
that's Edmonton's. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
been
and that's
their
fine.
MO
That's
for
what they're known
years.
for. But you're going up against a team that is young, that is just as
Hungry.
good, if not better, at running and gunning at this point.
You know what? You make a very, very good
And
point.
it's not just one guy. Where Edmonton is, yeah, it's McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent-Hopkins, and then Josh Hyman. Those are the big four you really have to hone in on that team. There's some other guys who are good at it, yes. But when you flip the script, let's look at Anaheim. You got Leo Carlson, Cutter Gauthier, Bennett Senecky, and then the veteran guys that they bring in. Like you have a stout like Alex Killorn, who's very good. Troy Terry was almost a point per game this year. Mikael Granlund. So they have a very well balanced offense, and I'm not even including Chris Kreider, who they brought in, who had 20 plus goals and is really, like a power play specialist who can really dial it in. And then, as of the last couple of weeks, Mason McTavish, who got that big deal, had a so-so season, was a healthy scratch, which really woke him up. And now he's on a line with him, Gauthier, and Ryan Poehling, which is that third line group that's really, really strong.
Yeah.
So they're running and gunning, and that's just as good, if not better. Well, actually, I would say they are doing it better than Edmonton this year. In this series, look, they've scored way more goals. When they're down 2-0 in the first 12 minutes, they don't lose composure. They dialed it in, clawed back, and here we are. They're up 3-1, going back to Anaheim, I believe, because they were
Yeah.
in. No, they're going to Edmonton. They just played two in Anaheim, and they could wrap it up. And I think they have a very good shot at it. They're
It would
Edmonton
be
playing
very
up.
bad if they wrapped it up in and at Edmonton, wouldn't
I'd
it?
love
That's
it.
all right, fair enough.
Because I just think that, and like, this is a year of the unexpected. We didn't expect
That is
Anaheim
very
to be
true.
there. No one expected Buffalo to be there. And both of those teams are sitting 3-1 in their first round against teams that were supposed to be there. And then
Yeah.
Edmonton was a favorite all year to be in the Cup Finals again, 3 years in a row. You know, they've gotten exposed. You know, people realize, hey, this is how you beat them. There's a way to beat them. They're not dominant in the East. I'm sorry, in the West. Was really much a, you know, play well enough to get in and you're going to have a shot. And that's what we're seeing. Anaheim had a rough end of the season, but overall they're a team that could put up a ton of goals. They play very strong. And the trades they made and the free agents they brought in were veteran leadership to help them in these situations. You don't get John Carlson at the trade deadline if you're not making a run to the playoffs. You got Jacob Trouba in the back end, very, very strong defensive player who can also put in goals. He's got, I think,
Yeah.
he had 10 or 11 goals this season. And that's not including the emergence of Jackson Lacombe in his second full year, wins a gold with Team USA, another strong offensive defenseman, but he can play defense and has made multiple plays these playoffs to put them in a position to go to the second round.
So do you think that the controversy over this goal is mostly about the stakes, not the result?
Yeah, I think, look, they called it, they reviewed it. They have what a lot of people don't realize, and it's they have more angles than the television broadcast has.
Of course.
There's cameras in the goal. There's cameras everywhere. So for it to get kicked up, for them to come back and say it's a good goal, they saw it in a way that the broadcast did not, and they had it. And then today on Twitter, there was photos superimposed. You're looking at it like, all right, yeah, this is a goal. This is a goal.
Yeah,
Like,
even
there's
if
no.
Even if the skate was somewhat blocking,
Yeah.
it's pretty.
The skate blocking, it's irrelevant when you look at, when you really superimpose where the puck is, the size of the puck, and how much room is actually covered by the blade.
Sure.
So if it was more than half, I'm like, all right, well, let's literally dial it in. But we're talking just the top, you know, quarter, or like, you know, of the, like, you know, the fifth of the blade. There's not that much covered by the blade.
It makes sense.
You know, it's more than 75% of the puck is exposed over the line. You could just see it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So let's break this down a little bit. What do you think? And I'm very eager to see your opinion on this one. This has reignited the debate over using automated technology like the NFL uses, like MLB uses, Premier League Soccer, to kind of automate this process or kind of have like an automatic detection of these kind of things. What are your thoughts for bringing this to the NHL?
I mean, they have all the cameras there. Someone had to look at it. I don't know what
Fair.
Automation, I mean, how much more do you need to get automated? Well, like, there's cameras in the goal that evaluated this.
Well, it's more like, you know, like the automated ball strike, right? Like we're like the ABS, where it's kind of like, In the event of something where, you know, in this situation where the refs or any of the officials didn't get it live, they can go to this technology that'll give them a quick answer. Do you think that's relevant to the NHL?
I mean, they kind of already did that. Maybe not as fast as people wanted, but
Fair.
They made the call. It was reviewed, and then it was determined it was a good goal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless you're taking out the human element and just having whatever, like, automation look at the thing, it's going to come out to, like, someone needs to be there to give the instructions on what to look for, similar to, like, ChatGPT. Someone's got to do something to enable it to go through. So if it's – I mean, maybe – I kind of like that it's a person because it builds suspense, you know? But
yeah, no, it makes sense.
I mean, it's tough to say because there's so many. They do a good job of if bring like the you know the league office kicks in and goes, hey, we're reevaluating this, we're looking at this.
Yeah,
but
well,
I mean,
let's take this from a different perspective. Oh, sorry, go ahead. My bad.
You know, I mean, well, there's always room for improvement, but what does that improvement look like? I mean, it's not ball. It's a little. I get balls and strikes all the time. You have your zone.
Yeah.
You have it, and you know what? What we're looking at is, for baseball, it's a round object moving upwards of 100 miles an hour, and it's moving in not only going towards it, but also up, down, left, right. The ball is not straight.
Yeah.
It is doing a lot of things. So having the ability to, you know, hey, I want to check this one
automate,
out.
Automate,
yeah. Because there's a lot of things that the human eye may
Just
or
can't,
not pick
yeah.
up. Yeah, this in hockey, I think it's a little bit different, but yeah,
Fair.
I mean, we'll see.
So let's take this from a different perspective, because this is another thing I've been hearing. And again, I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot and make you play devil's advocate the whole time, but just trying to cover the issue.
Let me do it different. All of a sudden, I'm like James Brown here. But yeah, go ahead.
So like obviously after review, the NHL stands by its call, and rightfully so. We've seen all these images. Now the debate becomes, and I've heard this argument, what did the official see on that night live to make them call it a goal? Because as everyone's pointed out, it literally passed the line for a fraction of a second. So what do you think? Like, obviously goal, but what were the refs, what were the officials thinking at that moment? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
that's
do
a
you think it's
great.
even possible to see that kind of thing?
I think here's the thing. Once the call is made, you can review it,
That's totally
right?
fair.
So it's like they have to say something. And I think it's easier to goal, review, no goal than because I don't think you can review a no goal. You can't turn a no goal into a goal. But I could be wrong, but it's a lot easier to call goal on the ice. Review and then overturn that.
Yeah. All
Because what are you going to
right.
challenge the goal? Like, I don't know how that works in these situations. I'm a little like, but I think
Yeah.
in my understanding, it's a lot easier to just be like, hey, we're going to call it a goal. Let's go to review. All right, we got it wrong. No goal. Center ice, face off. Done.
Okay, fair.
You know?
But do you think it would be helpful? Because, like, NHL is still the only sport where they don't, like, you know, they don't make the officials available to explain, right? Because they kind of, do you think that would help, or is it just adding fuel to this fire? Like, it's not worth
I
it.
think it may add fuel to the fire because I feel like how often do you, I just said what the explanation? It's a goal. What are you saying?
Yeah,
We saw
that's
that
totally
we like
fair.
here in like in layman's terms, all right, it's goal. What did you see? The goal, the puck over the line. All right, have a nice night. They don't, you know, they're not. They're officiating the sport. They're not the athletes playing the sport. So I feel like once they're, nothing is gained from them saying anything because it's cut and dry. Here it is, you know, XYZ. Have a nice night. So because of what's going to happen is you're going to question every play in every game, the officiating. You're going to call, because you can't go back and replay it. It's over.
Yeah.
You know? But,
Fair enough, fair enough. All right.
yeah.
Anything else you want to say before I move on to down the list of topics we have for today?
No, the fly together. Hockey birds fly to the
Fair
sun.
enough.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to our darling team and my home, literally right now, hometown team, as I'm in Raleigh, the Canes, who utterly annihilated the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, they should have. They shouldn't. Ottawa should have gotten relegated to the AHL. It was rough.
I mean,
It's great to get in. It's rough to get booted the way they did. They fought to
yeah.
get in, so they had a great run leading up to the Blues. I was rooting for them to make it. I thought they deserved to make it, but man, did they run into a freaking brick wall.
Yeah. But
Positive as you.
let's talk about as good as the first that was like the Canes at their best, and you know me, I actually they're my favorite team right now in the NHL, as we've talked about multiple times. But there are two things that stood out to me that they need to watch out for, because round two is their kryptonite. Now, let's be honest, in the last few years they've gone against, you know, Carolina, right? I was not the Panthers, not Carolina. There are Carolina, sorry. The Panthers, so it's been a really, you know, an uphill battle the entire time. But two things that really stood out to me about this team that I think that I very much want your opinion on.
Sure.
Number one was, holy crap, that was a lot of giveaways. I think, yeah, let's see, like 75 giveaways, like. They could not retain the puck for the life save their life. Now it didn't end up hurting them, but do you think that's going to come into play in the next round?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at what was working and what needs to be improved, and they have to improve there. I'm looking at a team that was dialed in. You got guys like Taylor Hall stepping up 7 points in four games. Logan Stankoven signed that big contract, was traded for last year. Four goals in four games. They brought in Keandre Miller, three assists on the back end. I mean, and there's a couple guys that need to bring in some more offense. You got, Jarvis needs to get a goal. Svechnikov needs to get a goal. Nikolaj Ehlers need to get a goal. Those are guys that need to produce in round two for them to continue to be successful, because they're a team that works together, and they need to step up in terms of their offense. Great play overall, but just look at how scary it's going to be when those guys start scoring goals.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. But let's one more thing, and then I will stop because I think they did an incredible job. 26 penalties, 10 of which were stick infractions. That's just lack of discipline.
Yeah, that's like they kind of got out of position. They kind of swing your stick to try to like get the puck. You catch their shin, and there's a lot of things. Like, but it comes down to they got to dial it in. They got the most time off to really recalibrate and get themselves, squared away. And I mean, looking at it right now, I mean, they're gonna have, if it stays like this, I mean, Pittsburgh is up 3-2 going into the third. If that's the
Fair.
case, then you're going to have another couple more days of rest for the Hurricanes. I mean, right now they're one of two teams to advance to the second round. And I feel, truth be told, I feel like whoever they play, if it's Pittsburgh or Philly, good matchup, but I feel they do have the edge.
They do. They're going to Pennsylvania either way, which is funny.
Yeah, they got chicken in
But
Philly, I hear.
yeah, I'd rather go to Philly than Pittsburgh.
Philadelphia.
but that being said, yeah, I think they have a much better round two than they have in the past. What do you think their odds are? I think, going through that second round, hopefully pretty good. And then what are they looking at? Either one of I think they got a good shot to get all the way this year.
This was the year in the East where Tampa and Carolina did not have to go through Florida to get to the. So both of those teams are my favorite to advance to the conference finals. And I'm happy with either one of them. Truth be told, and full transparency, that there's three teams that I would love to see represent, and that's Buffalo, Tampa, and Carolina. I think I'm riding high on this feel-good story of Buffalo finally got their head out of their ass, and they're showing everyone like it was not a fluke. We are as good as advertised, and they are a fun team to watch. But going back, I think you're gonna see a
Well, do you think, let's say it this way, Buffalo makes it to the conference finals. Do they have a shot against Carolina?
they got a shot. I just think Carolina. I think it's. I like Carolina to be the East represented. I think they're the most
Fair.
complete team. They
And they've
do
earned it.
have.
They've worked hard for the last few
They've
years to
worked
get
hard.
here.
Tampa, I like as well. So I'll be
Okay, fair.
happy for either one of them to be there. I like Carolina a little bit more. I feel like they have a lot stronger core in terms of their defensive structure is a lot tighter than Tampa, but Tampa's got a really, really strong offense, and they get offense from everyone. So they got to be, Carolina needs to be really dialed in. And I do give Tampa the edge with the goalie. I think Vasilevskiy is a lot
That's
better
totally
than
fair.
what Carolina's bringing, if it's Anderson or if it's whoever they're bringing, Bussy, whoever they got. I give the edge to Tampa there. But I wouldn't be surprised. I would like to see both of them make it. I think Buffalo will be fun to see. Feel good story. Like they're back in
Won't I
action.
last time?
But we'll see. I think I'll be really I really strong to see Carolina in the finals. They haven't been there in a long time. And it's great for I'll always love to see new teams play in the for a championship. So, be
Well, do
pretty
you see
nice.
Car
Pretty
so
cool.
where do you see if you had to guess right now, you see Carolina going all the way, and then who would they face off in the playoffs? Or
I
win
can
that
see
in the
them.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, no, I see them going all the way. I could see them going, and right now I think
Dallas? No, not
Colorado
Dallas.
is so
Colorado,
strong.
probably.
But here's the thing. Colorado was really strong last year, and they ran into Dallas and lost.
That's very true.
Dallas, Minnesota is like a bloodbath. It is again this year. They're tied 2-2. They play tomorrow, and that's a big game five. So they got to go through that, and then they're going to end up either playing for a conference final. I mean, it's not
I
an
doubt
easy
Utah
road.
makes it. Probably
Yeah, I mean,
Anaheim at this point.
I like it. So I like Anaheim. Anaheim matches up really well against both teams. I think Vegas is kind of banged up. Their goalie they got a banged up Aiden Hill. They got a so-so Connor, whatever that dude, Carter Hart. They're without a lot of their key players, so I feel like they're pretty vulnerable. But they brought in a really strong coach and has got them dialed in. So they're a strong team. But I mean, Utah's kind of like Anaheim. They got a lot of young draft picks that are they're starting to really blossom. They got some good leadership and they're a strong D core. Goaltending is good. So it's like you're running into some tough teams. I mean,
Oh.
the West, I
Well, by the
feel.
way, before I forget, I wrote this down and we got 10 different topics. So sorry, just let me one other point. You said that, Carolina's going to face some insane pressure goaltending wise. But if let's give it up for Anderson for a 1.1 average in the first round. Holy shit.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I mean,
I
he's
just need I
playing
need to say
great. No,
that.
it's not, it wasn't a slide. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you ask hockey fans, who would you rather have as your goalie, Vasilevskiy or Anderson? It's a no brainer. It's Vasilevskiy.
Yeah,
He's just,
fair enough.
but that wasn't me trying to knock Anderson. Anderson's a solid goaltender. I mean, he's a reason why Carolina, is had a lot of their successes. It's been him in goal for a majority of it.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, fair. And sorry to break your train of thought, but that was just
no, it's
like a note
fine.
I had written down. So let's get back to the other side of things. You say Anaheim, but it matches up well against. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to advance over Edmonton. And
Yeah.
then you say that the Vegas is their really only obstacle, right?
Vegas, yeah, I think they match up well. I think they're in a better place to get to the conference finals, but the
Fair.
conference finals is not a walk in the park. If you're playing
No.
Colorado, Dallas, or Minnesota in the finals, they're very, very strong teams. It's not an easy layup to get to the finals. Like you're playing some extremely talented teams, but. You got
Fair
to
enough.
get through. You got to get through Vegas or Utah, and they're both good teams too. They're very solid. They put up a lot of points. Some say Austin Matthews might be on the Vegas Golden Knights next year. We'll see. There's already some bets on that. I don't know how they're going to pay for it, but you know what? It's Vegas, baby. You always let it ride.
Fair enough. I mean, listen, that game's still up in the air. I think but the Mammoths still have a shot.
Yeah. Oh,
I think
Mammoths
they're
are up.
favored tonight, too.
Yeah, Mammoths are up 2-1 in the series. I like that team, man. You got a lot of young players that could score. They got a lot of, they got a above average decor, and they've gotten great goaltending throughout the year. But they're a team that's like really, really dialed in. You got. It's kind of, if you look at it, you break it down. You look at your captain. You got USA gold medalist Clayton Keller. You got young guys like Logan Cooley and Dylan Gunther. They traded probably one of the best trades where both teams have won.
Yeah.
JJ Paterka from Buffalo going to Utah, and Josh Stone going to Buffalo. Both of them had great seasons. So that's like one of those trades where everybody wins. And they were smart. They're back of house. Their back end is super strong. They got Mackenzie Weegar, you got Miguel Sergachev, you got Nate Schmidt, Sean Drewsy, you got John Moreno, Ian Cole. They have a strong defense, and they have a very, very good offense. So like it's a very well-rounded team. So like you expect them to put up a really good matchup against Utah, who against Vegas. Vegas, they got all the big names, but you got to play. But I feel like they've done so many trades and so many moves over the last couple of years where a lot of that core has been depleted. So now they go through a lot of injuries. Like they didn't have William Karlsson this year. He was one of their big time players that is, gets a lot of goals, eats a lot of minutes. Like he's gone this year. Alex Pietrangelo, gone. Did they go out and make moves? Absolutely. They brought in Rasmus Anderson, who was great for them. They got to big, they landed Mitch Marner in the offseason. But when you get past their top six, there's not a lot left on this roster. So they're kind of vulnerable in that regard.
Yeah, fair
I'm
enough.
looking at a team where, once you get past Stone, Eichel, Barbashev, Marner, and Dvorak, you got Tomas Hertl, who's a good player, but who is he playing with? You got not a lot showing up, man. It's a very challenging
Yeah, it's an
roster
uphill
they're putting
battle.
out there. And I mean, look, they played three games. You have, Eichel's got 3 points, Stone's got 3 points, Barbashev's got 3 points. Not a lot of offense. Mitch Marner doesn't have a goal. I know he's more of a playmaker, but I mean, he's got two assists and he's eating 20 minutes a game. So,
Yeah.
it's a very very challenging thing there. I mean, we'll see how it breaks down.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, let's go to the last team that is actually live right now. As of now, the Pittsburgh Penguins are up 2-3 against the Philadelphia Flyers. A little bit of unexpected, Philly was slightly flavored, especially because they're up favored, not flavored.
They are
Up
flavor. They do have a good
3-1.
flavor. Well, it's called Turnpike. It's very good.
What are your thoughts going into the that was the end of the second period, so going into the third period, what's going on?
Flyers, very good team. Very young team, got some good veterans. I mean, they brought in their 2025 first round draft pick, who has been playing phenomenal for them, Martone, Porter Martone. Very good. I mean, they're just experiencing a veteran team like Pittsburgh. They kind of got their bell rung a little bit to start the series, and now they're realizing, we're one game away, and they're really dialed in. They're playing very strong, and that's what you got to do. You got to kind of like dial it in because you're at your last game. I mean, look at Philly's got some really, they're getting really strong offense. I mean, Zegras, someone they brought in, having a great year, continuing to play well for them in the playoffs. I mean, Porter Martone's got 3 points in four games. I mean, Travis Konecny is playing very well for them. They have a pretty solid team. But at the flip side, you can never count out Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin.
Fair.
It's like,
Fair enough.
like
Well,
they're.
sorry, go ahead. Finish.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're. Yeah, you can't count those guys out. Like, they're just too
No.
good, have been in a ton of big games. They've been here before. Nothing rattles them. And we're seeing them kind of like, all right, we need to get this figured out. And they're doing it.
I mean, they have a hole to dig themselves out of, but they're doing
Yeah,
it right now. Do
I
you
mean,
think the Phillies have it and they're going to clinch this tonight, or you think it's going to go to Pittsburgh?
I think it's going back to Pittsburgh. I feel like this is a Penguins team who's got a lot of fight left, and they don't want to end their season. Yeah, they're gonna do everything they can to bounce back, and I like this team a lot. I mean, you got Crosby, Malkin, but you got great players along with that. Rickard Rakell, Brian Rust, Tommy Novak. I mean, on the D core, Erik Karlsson had a phenomenal year. They got some young players like Ben Kindle, and then guys like Anthony Mantha, who was a great addition this year. So yeah, they're in a pretty good spot. I mean, I feel like they got a lot going on.
Fair
I
point.
mean,
All right.
yeah, Carlson, one of the better offensive defensemen last year, you know, another season. Anthony Mathis had 30 goals. Brian Rust had 29. Crosby had 29. You know, Malkin another 61 points. Like they're very strong, strong showing.
Very much agree. That does it for my list of topics to cover. Anything that you want to address that we did not?
No, I mean it's just a lot playoff. It's playoffs, baby.
It is a lot going on, that's for
A
sure.
lot going on. You know, no one's following that NBA stuff. We're dialed into the realness right here. But
Well,
no,
yeah, we'll.
I think kind of everything kind of got touched upon. I think we're in a cool place, and we're gonna see you know, got a couple more games this week, and let's see how round two wraps up forms up.
Yeah. Well, let's keep these going since we have a little bit more free time this week. I do at least. We should record another one after these games and see what we're going looking into round two.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, all right, all right. That about does it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining. And as always, always a pleasure. Join us back here very soon, less than a week, for more Drive to Ants Hockey.
But up.